The protest we have today, it's a peaceful protest to express our indignation against injustice and social inequalities. So as usual, they figure out how we do stuff and we come out in mass and they always cheer at us. So this time we got people to organize in their own neighborhood and protest from their own neighborhood. And every time they get attacked, they move on to the next meeting point. We have different meeting points. And the final one was meant to be in front of the U.S. Embassy. So after about three and a half, four hours of protest, we ended up in front of the U.S. Embassy where we were standing on the U.S. ground, kneeling, all of us on our knees, singing the national anthem. Unfortunately, the military came and tear gassed us and made some arrests. And some of us were able to escape and get into the U.S. compound, like in the front yard. And some got picked up by the military. And luckily, was able to escape and not being arrested or at the U.S. embassy. So this is what happened this midday today, February 6th.
Why would your party and civil society and other opposition parties put your supporters in harm's way in the face of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic and to putting their life in danger?
Yeah, well, this is a very good question. You know, the strategic debate we chose today because the ruling party has their investiture event today where there were more than 2,000 people meeting less than 2 miles away from where we are. Nominating Idris Deby as the president. But if the government, if the president is doing such action and he has been moving all around the country campaigning and with thousands of people following him and nobody says anything, but we as the opposition group, as when we try to have a little manifestation, they brought the COVID excuse to keep us from doing it. So we were like, okay, you know what? They are doing their activity today. We will be doing ours at the same time. And everybody was wearing masks. We require our participants to wear masks. Everybody was wearing masks, and it's a group of 50 to 60 people all over the place moving around in a room like they were. We are outside walking around and get met by, I mean, you would be believing that this is the country is at war and not a peaceful protest. We're not putting out, yes, this is our constitutional right. And it is written in our constitution that if you do not agree with the way the government is running, you have the right to peacefully protest. We do not have firearms. We do not have knives. We were walking, not only walking, we were standing on our knees with our arms held high, singing our national anthem and got attacked.
Some Chadians are saying, why wouldn't the opposition form an alliance, unite behind one presidential candidate in the next election in order to challenge incumbent President Idris Deby, knowing very well, as you said, that the opposition seemed to be growing? Why wouldn't you do that?
Regardless of uniting or not, we cannot continue to live in this injustice that we're facing every day. You know, justice for some and injustice for others, you know, right for some and those others don't have the rights and are only serving the others. We don't have to have a coalition to face that. Our fight is more than just the election. We're looking beyond the election. And that's why we are united with civil society and human rights organization. It's not just a political move that we're doing. This is beyond the political aspect of things. Yeah, we're not protesting just because President Deby has released power. We are protesting because of injustice and because of how people are being treated and for the inequality that's being lived every day and people lacking water and lacking basic food. And you know, more than 6 million people are living less than a dollar a day in this country of 16 million people.
Talking about change, did you present a petition to the government seeking the change that you want for the administration to address the concerns you have?
We have started since 2018. We have sent proposition to the government. We have, and you can find all of that in our website, transformation.org. We even requested to meet with the president and help him, show him what can be done to unite the people and get the people out of this poverty level that we're in and launch the economic growth of this nation. But everything we have tried by writing has been falling on the ears of the desk. So nobody's hearing what we're saying. So the next thing that the Constitution has allowed us to do is to peacefully protest. So we took it to the street, but, you know, it seems the night of time, every time you walk here, you'll be met with people who are armed from the toes all the way to the hair, treating you like an animal. But the thing is, today we clearly saw that the fear is on their side and not on our side. You won't believe it, they even flew a helicopter over us.